We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that we can meet again in our auditorium after a few weeks of being out with the work that's been done. And so we're glad to see you today here at Grace Bible. I want to draw your attention to our call to worship to the first few verses of Romans chapter 11. I was reading through this passage recently, and the Bible emphasizes the words of Elijah here in verse 2, God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Watch ye not what the scripture saith of Elias or Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. The Lord is emphasizing something here that reminds us that we don't know. We don't know. We may think we know a lot of things, but Elijah said, Lord, I'm left here all alone. Was that true? No. That was God's answer. God's answer to Elijah said, it's not true. I have 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Now, if you'd ask Elijah, how many people have not bowed the knee to Baal? What would he have said? One, me. I'm the only one left. I want to remind us all that even in times of apostasy, God has His faithful people. And we don't know who all they are. What an important and humbling fact it is that God can do a work that you might not even see and understand. God can do things beyond our imagination. And it's so easy to get myopic vision and we start honing in on ourselves. Oh, we're the only ones standing. We're the only ones doing this. If Elijah can be wrong, can we be wrong? Absolutely. And that's why the Father records here in Romans 11, verse 5, even so then at this present time. So he takes an illustration from the past and he brings it all the way up here into the present. And he says what? Also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. God's got His faithful people all over the world that are honoring Him, that are standing for Him, that are following Him. And I want to tell you, dear people, we need to be praying for each other. Refuse to allow yourself to get myopic views. Don't let yourself. By the way, what happened to Elijah? Elijah was crying out to God, and God said, I'm going to take you off the scene. They took him off the scene and left another man there to serve. We need to be careful that we don't allow ourselves to just focus in on ourselves. Grace Bible Church, or Santa Rosa Christian School, or Gospel Projects. God has His people all over the world doing His work. Most of you never heard of Larry Owens until today, right? 33 years ministering down in Argentina, serving the Lord. Went to a city of 1 million people, didn't know anybody there. Didn't do what a lot of them do today, where they put 7 or 8 couples together and they'll send them over here and then 7 or 8 couples over there. They just went out and just said, you know what, we'll start a church right here. All by himself. And God allowed you to see the pictures of the church? What God's doing there? Listen, folks, we need to understand something. God has His people. You may not know them. That doesn't mean they don't exist. May God help us to trust Him and to rely upon Him and to be faithful in witnessing for Him, but never cross the line of getting myopic views where we're the only ones doing this, that, or the other. We're not. God has His faithful folks, even to, as it says there, even so then at this present time. I'm so thankful that we serve a big God, a huge, magnificent, majestic God that can't be put in a little billfold and stuck in a back pocket somewhere. He's too big. He's too powerful. He's too all-knowing. And He's way bigger than ourselves. And He's way bigger than our thinking. And He's way bigger than this church. And He's doing His perfect work leading up to the time that He reveals His Son, Jesus Christ, in power to rule and reign over this earth. Are you thankful you serve a big God this morning? I certainly am.